Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
We've got Scott Jagow from the KMOX newsroom who's in with us now. He loves the horsies. Do you like Clydesdales in the same way you like the race horsies?
I think they're gorgeous animals.
Yeah.
I mean, they're twice the size or 2.5 times the size of a thoroughbred. So that's like 20. Wow. So, but I have a funny story. You brought it up, so I have to tell the story.
Yeah.
I took some family members on a little tour of the Budweiser facility in Soulard. And we did the Clydesdale one, where you get to go see them. And
yeah,
so
I love those tours.
The tour guide, this girl, I think she had just started.
Oh no!
And we got to the question phase, and someone asked, "How much do Clydesdales weigh?" And she looked at this kid with a straight face and said, "They weigh more than 100 pounds."
That's awesome.
And I was standing there. She was serious. I mean,
I
felt bad. I did not correct her. Later, I did go up to her and whisper and say, "Hey, they weigh a lot more than that." They're like 2,500 pounds.
Yeah, 25.
They're a ton.
That's really
literally.
They're gorgeous.
Funny.
They're gorgeous animals. I mean, they're slow, so you know they're not running with thoroughbreds, but. They're beautiful.
Could a Clydesdale...
She's not wrong. They do weigh more than 100
That's
pounds.
True. Technically, she was correct.
Could a Clydesdale beat up a racehorse?
Probably.
Who would win in a fight? Who would win in a fight?
I would go with the heavyweight there.
Well, what if the racehorse could, you know, outrun the Clydesdale, run it in circles, and it would tire him out?
They're all prey animals, so they would just run away as best they could.
Oh, that's true. Do horses get... eaten a lot by tigers and stuff?
Sure. I mean, in the wild, yeah. They're prey animals.
Interesting.
They're not predators.
I actually have never thought that's why they run
in
that.
That's why they run in packs. So what they do on the racetrack is
what
actually
are their predators?
Natural for them. What are their predators?
They're natural predators.
I guess it depends on where they live, but I would assume, you know, big cats would be among them.
But horses and cats don't live in...
That's
zebras.
Wondering. Do they...
Huh? Zebras live with big cats.
Yeah.
Are they zebra? Mountain lions, maybe?
Hey.
What is going on?
Hold on, Scott. Is a zebra actually...
I am not a zoologist.
Hold on. Scott, is a zebra actually a horse?
Yes. They're from the same family.
Yeah, obviously.
They have the same...
That's not obvious.
Equus.
So there are bobcats and mountain lions in areas where there could be wild horses. Like there really are mountain lions out west.
Oh, mountain lions.
Yeah. There are.
There you go.
Yeah, that would
there,
be a big cat. It's not like a tiger is attacking a paint horse.
Bears, I guess.
Okay, I will say something interesting here about this, even though I'm not a zoologist or an equine expert per se.
This building,
I might be the equine expert. This is horses can see behind themselves. So that's why their sight is like 270 degrees.
Oh, interesting.
Because they're prey. So they have, in the wild, they have to, this is why you never, ever stand behind a horse.
They'll kick you.
They will kick you. And that's why they'll kick you, because they can see you.
Yeah.
So that's your PSA for today.
And that's why they
don't stand behind a horse.
That's why they wear the blinders.
So they look forward.
Right. And they don't get spooked.
Blinkers, by the way.
Scott Jagow.
Blinkers?
They're called blinkers, yeah.
Scott Jagow has three good things. He roams St. Louis with us and always chats with Stu Mack. So what do you got for us this week?
I wandered into the Cathedral Basilica this week in the Central West End. Have you guys been there?
I have, but it's been a long time. And I will say, it transports you to another world. I believe it is the largest mosaic in the Western Hemisphere.
It is, as far as I know, still to this day.
Wow.
It's an incredible place. Have you been there, Chris?
I have long time ago.
Like, if it's too expensive for you to go to Europe right now, you can't do it. That's expensive. Go to the Basilica.
It's free.
This is how beautiful it is. I know that high schools will do, if they ever go like on an art field trip, they will go through the Basilica.
Tours, and it's just gorgeous. It took 76 years to make all those mosaics. Wow. They have 4.1 million pieces of glass, tiny, tiny pieces of glass. There are 7,000 different colors represented. It is just remarkable. It will take your breath away. You will be in awe. It's gorgeous, and I highly recommend it. But the reason I went there this week is because there's a new book by John Gunther about the history of the Basilica. He also wrote one about the arch. It's good stuff. There's lots of photos in it. Recommend checking it out. Anyway, that's why I went there.
Love it.
Now, for Chat with Stu Mack.
Yes, because this one you wouldn't tell us.
Yeah, I wanted to. So, have you guys had Jiffy peanut butter?
Of course.
Yes.
Of course.
Jiff. Yes. It's not Jiffy.
It's Jiff peanut butter.
Ding. So, most people say, when you say, have you had Jiffy peanut butter, they're like, of course I have. But there is no such thing as Jiffy peanut butter. It's Jiff.
And then there's Skippy.
There's Skippy.
Yes.
But this is the Mandela effect.
Yes.
Do you know about the Mandela effect?
I can't wait to hear about it.
I do. You don't know about it? He knows.
He knows about it. Anyway, the Mandela effect
dumb
is...
dumb for the listeners.
many, many people thought that Mandela had died in prison.
Yeah.
Because there was a health scare. And in fact, he, of course, got out of prison, became the president of South Africa. But people remember seeing his funeral in the 80s, and that did not happen. So we just kind of explored a chat with Stu Mack, some other examples.
Yeah.
So let's do Star Trek, Beam Me Up.
Beam me up, Mr. Spock.
Lock on transporters. Beam us up.
Beam us up. Quickly.
Beam us up home.
Prepare to beam us up, Mr. Scott. Beam us up, Mr. Scott.
What?
No one ever says beam me up, Scotty. Ever in the show. So that's one. That's an example of. But that's what we represent as what happened. There are various. Wow. You know, there are various things that are similar. How about Mr. Rogers? It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood. A beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine?
Everyone says it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood. That's what he said.
Can you play that again?
Say it. Play it.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood. A beautiful
day. I never knew it was this. I would have bet my life that it was the neighborhood.
It's a collective false memory, which is the Mandela effect. Since you said play it again, Casablanca, play it again.
My baloney. No,
what the? Oh, my. What the hell? It's right below. Play it again. Oh, my gosh. What is going on?
Good morning.
Dr. Lecter, my name is Clarice Starling.
That's the one. Okay, that's the one where everyone thinks he says, hello, Clarice. He never says, hello, Clarice. He says, good morning. But
he
says,
Silence of the Lambs.
Oh.
This is not a movie you would like.
No, I wouldn't like it, but okay, you finish your story because I'm fine.
It's like the fifth one down on my list. It says, play it again.
Oh, boy.
Play it once, Sam, for all time's sake.
Everyone thinks... She says, Ingrid Bergman says, play it again, Sam.
Yeah.
She says, play it once, Sam, for old time's sake.
Does Humphrey Bogart not say, play it again, Sam?
He does not.
She's the one that said it,
but that's not what she said. She said what you just heard. There was a movie made in the 70s by Woody Allen called Play It Again, Sam. But it was never said in Casablanca.
What's it called when George W. Bush thinks that he used the word strategery, But he didn't. It was SNL making fun of him, and all these years he thought
that's
he actually
Mandela.
Said it.
I think that's Mandela.
I think that's a Mandela effect in his in his brain.
Isn't that amazing?
We kind of think
really
it is.
Really amazing.
For a lot of these, it's a collective misremembering. Yeah. For example, Fruit Loops on the box. How is it spelled?
I think I only know this because I
is it two O's?
Love it.
Yeah, it's two O's.
Yeah.
But most people think it's fruit, the word fruit. It's two O's.
I think it was a few years ago that I realized it was Fruit Loops.
Yeah.
So I always go, Fruit Loops.
Another big one is, what's his name? Stu, he's like, I can't believe that I fell for this or think this, but Sinbad never played a genie in a movie called Shazam. But so many people think he did. There was a movie in the 90s called Kazam, but that starred Shaq O'Neal.
Yeah.
But we think as a collective that
Sinbad
there was
a
movie.
Genie.
No, he was not. Yes.
Scott, have you seen that viral clip? It's like this guy, he has a safe, and in the safe, it's a pair of Fruit of the Loom shorts with the cornucopia.
The cornucopia. That's another one. People think it has the cornucopia on the logo of Fruit of the Loom. There's no cornucopia. It's just fruit.
Was it?
It's just fruit.
That's why it's not cornucopia of the loom.
And here's one from a texter. It says, Darth Vader never says, Luke, I am your father.
That's true. That's another one.
Wait.
He never addresses. He doesn't say, Luke, I am your father.
He says something like, no, I'm your father.
Yes.
That's what it says.
Yeah.
So there's these, like the Monopoly Man doesn't have a monocle.
See, some of these, though, they did change and rebrand over different.
Well, people did it, not necessarily the companies that are behind the original. Cheez-Its, they're just called Cheez-It.
Mm-hmm.
There's no Z or there's no. But they're
That's
just little.
Right.
I mean, it doesn't matter, but it's funny that people think.
Just think of how
certain way.
Well they could have done if they did say Cheez-Its.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Okay, Oscar Mayer. How do you spell Mayer?
M-E-Y-E-R.
Drew?
My baloney has a first name, it's O-S-C-A-R. My baloney has a second name, it's M-A-Y-E-R.
A-Y.
M-A-Y-E-R.
I would have sworn it was M-A-Y-E-R,
maybe if I had
too.
To sing
I think
it,
I knew that.
I think if I sang it, I would have known.
It looks
M-E-A-Y?
It looks on the logo like it should be M-E-Y-E-R to my eye. But I went back and listened to that commercial. By the way, that's Andy Lambrus, who was 4 years old in 1974. When he sang that song on the fishing dock. Do you remember this?
No.
Well, have you ever seen that commercial?
I'm sure I have. Yeah.
He's just sitting there with his fishing pole singing about Oscar Mayer, the Oscar
Mayer.
He's 56 years old now.
Didn't the guy write the song the night before it was due or something?
I didn't
or
get that
like
far
the night
in
before
my research.
A contest.
I love that.
I think
I
it
like
was
that.
The night before the contest.
I mean, it's a very catchy tune, and now I've probably put it in people's heads all day. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I'm very happy.
It's not the, I have a structured settlement and I need cash now.
No.
Call J.G. Wentworth, 877-CASH-NOW.
We have a texter who says that Lecter says, hello, Clarice, on the phone at the end of the movie. He does not. He says, well, Clarice.
Yes.
Have the lamb stop screaming. That's what he says. But in one of the sequels, he says, hello, Clarice.
Well, what people have done is create videos. In fact, they're called. Yeah. There's one site called Mandela FX. And what they do is, I watched it and I was like, oh, he does say hello, Clarice, when she walks up to his cell. And it was dubbed. Because then I watched the original, and he says, good morning. That's all
he
says.
I will say this. Do you know who, the guy that played Hannibal Lecter?
Anthony Hopkins.
Yeah, Anthony Hopkins styled or who inspired how he played Hannibal Lecter?
I've heard this.
I have too, and I don't remember.
Hal from Mystery Science Theater.
Oh.
3000, when he goes, don't turn me off, Dave. And he said he would watch that, and he styled... not Mystery Science Theater, Space Odyssey.
Yeah.
From Space Odyssey.
Okay.
Hal, who said, don't turn me off, Dave, that. And Anthony Hopkins said he watched that movie and he was inspired for Hannibal Lecter because it was just this emotionless machine.
Yeah, monotone voice.
And I was wrong. It was, I wish I were an Oscar Mayer wiener, was written in 1 hour late one night.
Oh, was it?
I mean, it shouldn't have taken that long, you know?
What is the story behind that? Like, what kind of influence was this person under to say, I wish I were an Oscar Mayer wiener? I wish I was.
Because everyone would be in love with me. That's why.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's in the song, Scott.
I think it's an amazing song in hindsight.
He wrote it in 1 hour, in one night, the day before, because he had only heard about the contest the night before the entries were due. Yeah. Oh, he said he was scrambling for ideas. He heard his son say that he wished he was a, quote, dirt bike hot dog, which was a 1960s slang for being a cool kid. I am going to use that, a dirt bike hot dog. This is a great story.
This is not really what we're talking about, but if we are talking about inspiration, I can't really describe it to you, but go look up, if you have not seen it, Scott, the alleged inspiration that Heath Ledger used to create his Dark Knight Joker character was from an interview with Tom Waits. Tom Waits was on, I believe, the Dick Cavett show.
That is.
And this one particular appearance, if you watch it and then go back and watch Dark Knight and Heath Ledger, you'll go, oh my God, it's uncanny. It's really cool.
Interesting.
So Sunday morning.
Yeah.
Three good things, Roaming St. Louis.
Roaming St. Louis, Hancock and Kelly, Johnny Rabbit. You know what? I missed the email that this past Sunday, was Johnny's birthday.
Oh.
So I am going to make it up to him on Sunday.
Yeah. There you go. All right.
Yeah, you got to do that.
Sunday morning, 6:30
to 9:30
on 104.1 FM, KMOX.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.